Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Jesus, a.k.a. Ted Neely. Hi, Ted.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. And I am so excited to talk to you. You're going to be heading over to Hollywood Boulevard Cinema in Woodridge next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I am so excited to come see you again.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I live for this movie. My boys, Michael and Dylan, and my husband, Jim, we watch it every Easter. It's just, I can't wait to see you again.
Well, I tell you, I feel the same way, and especially with the theater. Everybody's always so great with us. We just feel like we're part of a family.
Well, absolutely. Now, I believe it was the 50th anniversary a couple of years ago, and but now this is your farewell tour, correct, Ted?
Yes, yes, it is. I'm not happy to say that, but yes, it is.
All right. Well, listeners, you got to get in on this. There's a VIP experience, and that is sold out for the Sunday show. You can go to tedneely.com, N-E-E-L-E-Y.com, and you can get general admission tickets to see Jesus Christ Superstar. And also for Friday and Saturday, there are some tickets left for a VIP experience. You will be doing a meet and greet, right?
Yes, we will. Absolutely.
All right. So this movie, I learned this last time we met you. Not only does it mean a lot to you because of the great movie, but you met your wife while filming it, correct?
How about that for a miracle, huh? Absolutely. You know, I go to all the way to Israel. Couldn't believe that I'm actually in a movie. And there she was. And she still puts up with me after all this time.
Well, you can't dump Jesus. I'm sorry. You got to live with him. Now, so what's the story I hear where you invited Norman Jewison to see you play in The Who's Tommy? And something happened where you didn't perform that. Tell us this story.
That was the only performance that I missed. Literally. I didn't know he was there. I still tried to get... I had problems with my throat at that particular one night. And I didn't know he wasn't there, of course, until after the show was over. But he left a message saying he wanted to meet me at his hotel the next night. So we got together the next day.
So you wanted him to see you because obviously you wanted the part of Jesus, right?
Well, it's interesting because I had originally auditioned for Judas. Literally. And that was for when we were first doing the shows in theaters. And the director, I went in, I sang the opening song of the movie, and he ran up on the stage. He was so excited, and I thought, oh, God, maybe I got the part. He grabbed me, and he said, that was great. Could you do me a favor, Ted? And I said, yes, sir. He said, come back tomorrow and sing the other guy.
You know, and I told you this, Ted, I don't know if you remember this last time. My son Michael played Judas in his high school version of Jesus Christ. But he comes home and he's so disappointed that he got Judas. He wanted to be Jesus, but you know,
my goodness.
It's just a crazy world. Judas is a great role, but there are pictures of you and there are moments where you look like the idyllic Jesus. You look like Jesus.
Well, he was my great-great-grandfather.
All right, so tell us about working with the late, great Carl Anderson, Yvonne Elliman. You guys were just so wonderful together.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Carl and I were buddies long, long before we got into the film. He was a jazz singer with his band, and I'm a screaming rock and roll drummer with mine, and we crossed paths all over everywhere. So when this whole thing came up about Superstar being done, I heard about it, and that's why I went and auditioned for Judas. And then whenever they told me to come back and sing tomorrow, and then I found out I got the part, I called him, and I said, Carl, get over here now. He said, what for? I said, well, I just auditioned for Superstar, and it looks out like I'm going to get to do it, and I auditioned for Judas, and nobody's there. Get over here and do it. So he did, and there you go. I'm so lucky. I'm the luckiest man alive. I just being in the right place at the right time and meeting the right people, and I can't tell you how incredible it is.
All right, we are going to take a very quick break. I hope you can hold on for a second. We'll come back.
Sure.
All right, excellent. I hate to make Jesus wait, you know.
No problem.
All right, Ted Neely is on the line with us, and he will be at the Hollywood Boulevard Theater next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. He's going to do a meet and greet. He's going to talk up the film. You're going to see one of the best musicals of all time, and you can go to tedneely.com to get those tickets.
I'm telling you, it's my... That's why I keep saying this is my favorite place. It's just, I feel like I belong to the theater itself. I wish I could help out in any way. And people are always saying, well, why are you doing a farewell tour? And I have to tell them honestly, because most of the theaters are no longer open. You know, we really want the Hollywood Boulevard Cinema to stay open. We got to help in any way we can. So, what I will. I'll do anything you need.
Well, we totally appreciate it. I will be there on Sunday. And listeners, TedNeely.com. Also, I wanted to be one of the first people to wish you a happy birthday. I know your birthday is tomorrow. You're forever 33, but you're actually turning 82, correct?
Something like that, yeah. It's crazy, but that's the truth, yes.
Well, that song we played was the Teddy Neely Five, and I just wanted people to know that there was life before Jesus. So that was that was on the Smothers Brothers show. That was a hoot,
right.
Huh?
Oh, it was incredible. Absolutely. We couldn't believe it because, there we were, a group from Texas, and nobody in the world knew us, and suddenly Tom Smothers came in and saw us and said, I want you guys on my show next week. So there you go. And that's what kicked it all off for us.
Well, that is great. Now, I want to mention some things that will be going on at Hollywood Boulevard. You're going to have a merchandise table. There's going to be some rare Superstar posters. You found some stuff in your storage unit, I understand.
That's right. You know, I'm going through a lot of things here, and I'm finding things that I think are wonderful and then stuff that I think people might enjoy. So it's incredible. And the fact that we're getting to come to you guys first on this particular wing of the tour is perfect.
Well, I can't wait. And also, can you tell us a little about this? There's a Blu-ray or DVD, The Making of the Film, Superstars. It's a documentary. Tell us a little about that, because I want to see that.
Well, I got to tell you, we're so proud of it. Frank Munoz, you know, my business partner, he directed it. I produced it, and it is a covering of Superstar being filmed. It is actually the only thing that was filming Superstar while we were doing Superstar. So it's all the stuff we were doing. It's like the cameras backstage, the cameras, you know, behind us and around us, all over the place. Frank directed it, and we see so many wonderful moments while we're shooting the film. It's a wonderful experience. And if it weren't for Frank, it wouldn't have happened. So we've got it, yes.
Well, can't wait. That'll be there at the Hollywood Boulevard Cinemas. It's in Woodridge. You can get your tickets at tedneely.com. It's Ted, N-E-E-L-E-Y.com. And what have you been doing with yourself? Are you still singing?
Oh yeah, and we've been doing screenings all this time. It never stopped. We're being invited into people's homes now to do private screenings, and it's so beautiful. You know, people have been watching this movie since it first came out, and then passed it on to each new generation, so everybody knows it, and thank goodness they really appreciate it.
You know, I'm embarrassed to admit that I didn't pay much attention in my catechism classes. So really, I learned more from Jesus Christ Superstar than I did from my CCD classes.
Oh, that's incredible. It is incredible because you don't think about it being made into a movie. And, you know, the way Norman Jewison wrote the screenplay was based upon the lyrics of Tim Rice, who wrote all the lyrics of the songs in the show. And it's just amazing how he was able to cover everything. He could have shot it in any desert, but he took us all to Israel because he wanted us to feel the atmosphere of what we were doing, whose footsteps we were walking in. Every single day, it was a miracle, every day.
And have you watched the new versions? Like, I know John Legend was playing.
Yeah, I saw that one, yes.
I mean, it was good, but, I mean, I'm sorry, man. Nothing compares to the original.
Well, thank you for saying that. That's very sweet. But see, the thing about it is with a director like Norman Jewison, filmmaker, you know, putting it together, and he fell in love with the original Brown album. That's why he got the rights to do it.
Yeah.
So that's why he had the thing. He went for it, and it took him quite a while to get it together. And when we were in Israel, we had the most fun. I mean, there was only one person in the entire cast that had been in front of a film camera before, and that was Barry Dinan, who played Pontius Pilate, because he had done a film with Norman, Fiddler on the Roof, just before Superstar. So Mr. Jewison knew we were all unknowns. He cast us because we were unknowns, because he said, you know, I feel that if you're unknown and nobody has ever seen you before, they might be have a really easy way of thinking, well, maybe that's the real person, you know, maybe that's what. So that's why he did it. And oh, all of us, luckiest people alive, still making the movie everywhere.
Well, someone just texted and said, I just got our tickets for Jesus Christ Superstar on Sunday. Oh. Excited to meet Jesus. So we will see you. Listeners, go to tedneely.com to get your tickets. And Ted, I got to tell you, Godspell just couldn't even hold a candle to Jesus Christ Superstar. And I mean that sincerely.
Wendy, sweetheart, would you like to go on tour with us?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I got some spare time.
Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing you when we get there, sweetheart.
All right. Well,
I wish you could come every night.
Yeah, know? I do too.
And if you feel like it, you'd be our welcome customer. Just come in there and do whatever you wish. You can sing along with us and all that sort of stuff.
All right. Send this everywhere. Jesus has given Wendy Snyder carte blanche to do whatever she wants. Ted, I'll see you on next Sunday. Thank you for being on with us. We'll see you. God bless.
Thank you for your positive. You too, dear.
All right. He's Ted Neely. He's Jesus, you guys. That's great.